Welcome to Health Matters Today from New York Presbyterian. I'm Courtney Allison. We're a month or so into the new year, and I know I'm not alone in having all kinds of feelings about the resolutions I had for myself. Some are going strong, and that feels good. And to be honest, others lasted only a few days, which is a little disappointing. I had the opportunity to chat with one of our clinical psychologists at New York Presbyterian Columbia, Dr. Jennifer Cruz, about this idea of fresh starts and new goals. She helped me reframe my approach to the new year. We talked about how starting with small goals can make the biggest impact, and the key to making progress? Failure. Here's my conversation with Dr. Cruz. Hi, Dr. Cruz. Welcome to Health Matters Today.
Hi, Courtney. Thank you so much for having me.
So here we are in a new year. I'm wondering your thoughts on New Year's resolutions. There's probably a lot of people who set out with great intentions, but maybe they've fallen off the wagon. So for New Year's resolutions, do you think they're doomed to fail, or do you think they're worth a shot?
One of the things that probably drives everybody crazy is the answer is it depends on who you are and what your resolution is. But there's certainly a lot of ways we can think about improving their likelihood for success. And there's never a bad time to think about changing some of the behaviors that we want to in our lives. And it's never too late to try again. So even if you're sitting here and saying, oh my gosh, I already slipped off the wagon, it's okay because you have every day looking forward to be the day that you make a change. You had an intention to change. You learned a lot about what helps you change and what doesn't help you change, and maybe what some barriers were that you hadn't expected. And so now you have new information to make another go of it.
So say you hope to go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week, or you hoped to be more patient with a loved one and you found you've slipped. Any tips to kind of get back up again?
The first thing is to really think about why you want to change. Why is this important to you? Imagine what it would be like if this were the thing that you were able to do. What would it feel like to have made that change? And really spend some time on that. The second piece is really being realistic about the changes. If you don't work out at all, working out 3 days a week is not going to happen today. It might happen 6 months from now, but the goal today needs to be smaller. Most people end up putting way too big of goals on themselves for no good reason, right? Nobody's giving you a report card on this. Like, you're your own grader. Start small. Yeah. You can always exceed it. You can always change your goals. You can say, well, that was really easy. This feels great. I want to do this all the time. Starting small lets you have the opportunity to test those things out and really get a sense for whether this will work for you. So one of the things we always say is that goals should be SMART, right? And that's the acronym, is specific, like what specifically do you want to change? They should be measurable. You should know whether you accomplished it or not. Do you get a gold star or not, right?
Right.
They should be achievable. You should be able to do them. They should be relevant to you. That's that motivation piece. And they should be timely. We're just kind of short-term creatures, right? And so you need a reward soon, right? Yeah. You need to know that you did a good job. Somebody needs to say, you did it, right? Or you need to be able to have something set up so that you know you changed and you got reinforced for it pretty quickly.
So it's kind of thinking about how your goals tie into your values. Maybe it's wanting to take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones, and specific manageable, like bite-sized goals. So I don't know, maybe like a 30-minute walk on Tuesday or a yoga class with a friend on Thursday, and just kind of starting small.
Absolutely. And I love the yoga class with a friend, because one of the things that is great about things like a New Year's resolution is you kind of announce them, right? You're doing them with people. You know, you say, you and I, we're going to do this thing. We're going to do it together. And there's social reinforcement, right? Like people check in with you. You were going to do this thing. How'd it go? Or you can say, I am sticking with my New Year's resolution and it feels good, right? And people know that, and there's community around it. And that's a great way to really make sure you're building in that kind of short-term reinforcement for yourself, because the long-term reinforcement of I'm going to work out more and have more energy, that's great. But today, you might be tired and sore, right? And so how are you going to make sure that there's short-term reinforcements in addition to those longer-term ones that are those lofty goals we have for our lives in general?
Right. Studies have shown that you're more likely to stick to habits and behavioral change if it's tied to a fresh start, like maybe a new apartment, a new job. So I'm wondering if that could kind of help with a new year.
There's a reason certain behaviors have developed and stayed where they are, and they're functioning for us in whatever way they are. Otherwise, we wouldn't continue them. So instead, if we think about a fresh start, it's that idea of there's something I'm noticing isn't working out for me. Maybe I want a fresh apartment because I'm looking to make a change in my life.
Right.
I want to move closer to X or closer to Y, or I want to have a gym nearby so I can work out. And it might be part of that goal. And even reinforcing yourself for that part of it, right? I noticed I needed a fresh start. I'm shifting from thinking about change to actually doing it. And you know what? It's going to shift back and forth. Your motivation level is not going to stay consistent across. You're going to have days where you're very motivated and days where you're less motivated.
So I'm thinking about the days where I just don't want to get up and go for a run. So yeah. Anything you could tell yourself if you really do want to try to get yourself out the door?
One is giving yourself permission and building it into your change that you can have days where you miss.
Right.
Because if you don't build that in, then you are dooming yourself, right? Because there's going to be days you miss. You might as well build it in.
Right.
And have a plan for it. If I miss, what am I going to do differently the next day? I'm going to go to bed earlier, and I'm going to make sure that I am set up that next day. But the second piece is, if you really do want to get yourself out the door, is really to anchor it in what motivates you. What is the reason? I think sometimes people expect in these changes that we can just decide to be a different human than we were yesterday.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You know, and some things are really hard to change. If you're dealing with something where there's a physiological addiction to it, right? Your brain is giving you a lot of feedback about that thing we're not doing is making me feel rotten right now. And being really compassionate with what the function of that thing was, right?
Yeah.
That it was really providing something that was reinforcing for you, and now you're changing it.
So one of the most popular resolutions I hear is Dry January. What's your approach to something like Dry January and keeping these goals beyond the first month of January?
Maybe it's a moist January, right? Maybe it's a damp January. Maybe we redefine what our goal for January is a little bit. And tomorrow's another day. So you have the chance to decide going forward, was Dry January really something I wanted to do? Is it something I want to keep doing? And what's your goal, right? Like if your goal is just to reduce drinking, then damp January it up. But if this is supposed to be like fun for you and you're kind of identifying, I think I drink a little too much, right? I know alcohol is bad for me. And so less is better, right? And then every day that you're not drinking is a day that you are healthier than you otherwise would have been, and celebrate that.
And like being a little bit mindful about it too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's a health cost and there's a social. And is there a way to get that social piece with a mocktail or, you know, something else that helps you in that same way?
So what is it about New Year's? It can feel kind of arbitrary. Like, why aren't people typically making resolutions any other time of year?
So we can anchor it to the new year. It's catchy. New year, new you.
Yeah.
But you don't have to anchor it to the new year. Your new year, your new change can happen anytime that your commitment and your motivations are aligned to make this change for you. So that could be, it's spring and I want to now take advantage of the good weather and be outside more. And really finding the ways to get that sense of a fresh start. Maybe share that resolution or that change with a friend so that they know and can keep you on it and share in your successes and support you when you are having trouble.
I think I've always thought about that as accountability. It helps, but I love how you're saying it's also someone to celebrate with.
Absolutely. We're really reinforcement-based creatures. We do things that bring reinforcement, right? We eat sugar because dopamine floods in our brain and tells us, excellent job, loved that, do that again. And that's why we have to build in celebrations and reinforcements. And if we don't do that, we're setting ourselves up to just feel like we're making these changes and getting frustrated and all of those things instead of, look at this, I feel good for this. Yeah. And we really do need to find ways to either reward ourselves or build in natural reinforcements in our environment, friends, relationships, other things that tell us we did a good job. You can create situations where your body is actually reinforcing in a very positive way some of those changes.
That's great. That's so helpful. This was such a great conversation. I feel like I got so many good tips for my new year. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was lovely getting a chance to talk with you.
Our thanks to Dr. Jennifer Cruz. Dr. Cruz is the Program Clinical Director for Integrated Pediatric Psychiatry Services at New York Presbyterian Columbia. This episode was produced in association with Gilded Audio. New York Presbyterian is here to help you on your wellness journey at every stage of your life. Thanks for listening. See you next time.